Restoring My Soul, Thursday the 9th of April. How you hear and speak. In relation to how we interface with the word of present truth, Jesus said to his disciples, "Take heed how you hear." There are many people who agree with the word with their mind, but they never receive the conviction of the Holy Spirit that leads to godly sorrow and repentance. To the despisers who engage with the word through the law of their mind, the Apostle Paul gave this warning: "Beware, therefore, lest what has been spoken in the prophets come upon you. Behold, you despisers, marvel and perish. For I work a work in your days, a work which you will by no means believe, though one were to declare it to you." From this passage of Scripture, the Spirit is saying today, "You despisers, behold the word that is coming to you. Wonder at it, but find repentance, for the fearful and the unbelieving have no place in the kingdom of God. From now on, do not speak or pray from unbelief. All things are possible to him who believes." That is, do not speak the assessments and judgments that come from your other law through the law of your mind. To the level of faith for sonship that you have attained, speak from there. This is the expression that belongs to those who are growing to maturity as disciples. Establishing this point, the Apostle Paul testified, "Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, let us, as many as are mature, have this mind, and if in anything you think otherwise, God will reveal even this to you. Nevertheless, to the degree that we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us be of the same mind." The references used in today's devotions are Luke chapter 8, verse 18, Acts chapter 13, verses 40 and 41, Mark chapter 9, verse 23, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13, and Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 to 16. For further study, Philippians chapter 3.